Now, stop me if you've heard this one before, right? One drink turns into a wild night. Someone ends up throwing up in the hamper. But you don't hear it too often when it comes to a candidate running for the U.S. Congress. This apparently happened to an Oklahoma congressional candidate, and all in front of teens having a sleepover. Abby Broyles, who is running for Oklahoma's 5th congressional district as a Democrat, was hanging out at a friend's house drinking when she not only helped make the clothes in that hamper a lot dirtier, but also ended up berating and insulting the teenage girls at that sleepover party, cursing at them, making fun of their acne, and allegedly making fun of a girl for being Hispanic, calling one acne effer, another Hispanic effer, a third judgy effer. When confronted on Twitter by one of the angry parents of the girl, she initially denied it. Quote, "I saw those tweets. I have been out of town on a fundraising trip, and they are awful and offensive and false. I'm running for office. You don't think this is a political attack? You don't think this is something they cooked up?" Problem is, that didn't hold up when pictures of her at the sleepover appeared on social media. And now she has apologized. Joining us is News Nation correspondent Kelly Beeson. Thank you so much for coming on the program. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so what do we know now about what happened that night?
Well, here's what we know, Dan. So we know that she was invited to this party. She was invited by a friend to her friend hosting a sleepover for her daughter. She has a 13-year-old daughter, 12 to 13-year-old daughter, and they were all having a sleepover. They were having a good time. Apparently, there were some images on TikTok that were recorded where this candidate, her friend, all the children seemed to be having fun. Then all of a sudden, this makes a sideways turn. She goes up, says she goes up to the theater room, and then she says that she is given medication by her friend, and that's to help her sleep. Now, this medication, she says, has some very bad side effects. She doesn't remember anything after that, and she says she must have blacked out after hearing these statements from the girls of what she had allegedly said. She said, because that is not my character, that's not what I believe, that's not how I would ever act or speak. And that she came to when, as you mentioned, she was allegedly throwing up in the hamper.
Right. All right, let me play a piece of, this is a little bit of her apology, which she issued once, I guess, she realized that she'd been there.
I have struggled with stress and anxiety and insomnia. I took the bar exam on 2 hours of sleep. I mean, this is how far this goes back for me. And she knows that. And she gave me a medication I had never taken before, and I had an adverse reaction. I want to apologize to the families again. And for people who say I just blacked out and I'm making this up, you don't know me. I have never, ever would say something hurtful like those things. I want to say sorry from the bottom of my heart. I apologize for any hurt or damage or trauma that my behavior when I didn't know what I was doing caused. I'm deeply sorry.
Is she still moving forward with her campaign?
By all accounts, it appears so. There haven't been any big calls for her to step down, Dan, and she is defending her behavior on Twitter. And so by all accounts, she seems to be full steam ahead.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's great to meet you in person.
My pleasure. You as well. Thank you, Dan.